And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. We haven't had the warmest spring in these parts this year, but that doesn't mean we're breaking out the skis and snowshoes just yet. That is, unless you're Bob Jacquard. He's an entrepreneur coming off of his success with the Stormy Kramer hat line, who recently became president of the nonprofit group behind the Copper Peak Ski Jump in Ironwood, Michigan. A jump, if you will, across the border from Hurley. It's billed as the world's largest artificial ski jump, but things haven't been hopping there since it was last used in 1994. Bob is determined to get things jumping again. Have I said that enough? As early as the fall of 2028, and he's got some big names in the ski world lined up for it. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Bob.
Good morning, Robin. What a pleasure. Being a listener all my life of this program, it's just kind of crazy that I get to talk with you. So
we
thank
love
you.
That you're listening across the border. But I understand you also listen at your home in Mercer.
Yes, I work in Ironwood and I live in Mercer, so I get to honor both states and love them both.
So first of all, how do you go from making hats to running the world's largest artificial ski jump? I would expect that your roots would be in making goggles, perhaps.
Yeah, what happened was back in 2013, ski jumping in Europe became the number one television watched winter sport. And so the lords of ski jumping internationally said, we're on top of the world right now in Europe. Wouldn't it be great if we could tap into that great U.S. sports economy? So they sent a delegation to the Minneapolis area to hop in a van with some delegates from the U.S. Ski Jumping Committee to come up to Ironwood to talk to the folks that were then running Copper Peak. The board, which is dedicated local people, they're trying to bring it back. And it turns out that the biggest ski jumping tower in the world is in Ironwood, Michigan. And of course, as you said in the introduction, hasn't been jumped since 1994. And so that group's on its way here. And one of the people from USA Ski Jumping that is supposed to be in the van can't make it because his work got in the way. He says to the group, you know, if you're in Ironwood, why don't you stop and see my good friend, Bob Jacquard? And it turned out that Greg Winsberger, who was part of the ABC Wide World of Sports, he was the color commentator when Jim McKay would go to a ski jump. He jumped off of Copper Peak 54 times. Greg happened to be a foam rubber supplier of my sewing company. So that's the tie.
I do have to ask, is Copper Peak the infamous jump in, you mentioned ABC Wide World of Sports, the agony of defeat?
No, it actually is the reason why ski jumping dropped so badly, because all of our mothers said, go play hockey, you're not ski jumping.
You mean they saw that and they took it seriously?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I went to Europe and I ended up in a ski jumping meeting with no Americans. They looked at me and said, what happened to ski jumping in the United States? I went on YouTube and found that introduction and I showed them this. All of our mothers said, not a chance.
Well, along those lines, I do have to ask, is Copper Peak indeed the largest artificial ski jump in the world? And I understand artificial would exclude things like mountains, which of course can be much, much longer, although maybe not necessarily the area in which ski jumpers can jump.
Yeah, so in the Olympics, they jump on a 90-meter hill and a 120-meter hill. Meaning, and the way it's measured, it's from the end of the takeoff to the bottom of the landing. So 90 and 120. Copper Peak is 180.
Oh.
Okay, and probably in the Chester Bowl in Duluth, they jumped on 70s, just to put it in perspective. Now, there are five jumps larger than Copper Peak, except they are basically, like you realized, they're on the side of a mountain. And the tower, the part where the ski jumper slides down the mountain, is basically a slide on the side of the Alps, let's say. But we are definitely the largest tower in the world.
Well, what has to be done to get it up again? And what's the plan when it does open?
So the plan is right now, we are under construction. We are in the second year of a four-year project. Since 1994, ski jumping rules have changed. And so the profile, the actual line of Copper Peak's tower and its landing had to change by 2 degrees. The mountain that Copper Peak's tower sits on had to be changed. Last summer, it was blasted and rocked and filled and drilled, and now the plan is to pour a concrete slab and then put an artificial surface on it. So that's the goal, reshape it and have it open for year-round competition and practicing.
Will this become part of the worldwide circuit?
Yes. We have a document from FIS, Federation of International Skiing, that if we build it, they will come with up to 8 meets a year.
What's it going to take to get the project to completion?
Just a couple of things. One is great weather for the summer. Our summers are so short. Our construction company this year needs to really have no rain for a big gap, so they're pouring concrete. And the other thing is we are basically half funded, and so I'm out looking for corporate and private sponsors to help us pave the way to another about $25 million. We're doing really good, but we really could use some support on that.
So what does this mean for the local economy? And you mentioned it was a nonprofit group.
Yeah, and you know, there's two reasons we're running this thing. One is the love of ski jumping, but there are a lot of us that see the impact on the community. We've got a independent research tourism economic impact study that shows conservative number, it's been told to me, but of $359 million in the first 5 years of our up and running after construction. And yes, I'm sitting in Ironwood, Michigan, and yes, Copper Peak is in Ironwood, Michigan, but think about 20,000 to 40,000 people here in Ironwood, Michigan. We have 5,500 beds, and so we're going to overflow like crazy. And a significant amount of that overflow is going to hop into Wisconsin. This project doesn't have a border.
Not to mention, if you jump far enough, you could land across the border.
Yes, of course.
All right. Actually, I'm not going to advise anyone try that, because we'll be back to the agony of defeat.
Exactly.
We've been speaking with Bob Jacquard. He's the driving force behind Copper Peak in Ironwood, Michigan, now set to open again as soon as the fall of 2028 as the world's largest artificial ski jump. Thank you for joining us, Bob.
Robin, it was an absolute pleasure.
And if you have an idea that you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.